Dear Sun, speaking up will come with risks. Why Ethical Courage Matters in Leadership from the series. Letters to My Son by Rachel Hall. Dear Sun, today I read an article entitled Nobody Pushed Back, Why Engineers Stay Silent Until It's Too Late, published by howtocenterdiv.com. The article centers around the question of why engineers don't speak up early when they see potential problems. An interesting line. Every major architectural disaster has the same structure underneath. There's a technical, visible problem. Someone, usually more than one person, can see it. But pushing back costs something. So the decision passes under the name of alignment. And eventually, the system breaks. The author goes on to say, pay attention to that word. Alignment. In most companies, alignment is just the corporate name for silencing dissent. It doesn't mean everyone agrees. It means nobody says out loud that they don't. Those are different things. Interestingly enough, that is what my letter to you today is about. Why speaking up can feel risky. Analytical thinkers are often misunderstood in environments driven by deadlines, deliverables, and aggressively constrained scopes of work. Their concerns can sound pessimistic to teams focused on execution speed. In today's culture of tight scopes, shrinking budgets, and pressure to deliver at breakneck speed, it is often easier to go along just to get along. Unfortunately, in engineering, design, and systems development, the stakes can be incredibly high, and the cost of silence even higher. As anyone in today's workforce can attest, speaking up sometimes comes with professional risk. You may be labeled difficult or accused of not being a team player. You may be dismissed, minimized, or made to question your own perspective simply because you raised a concern others did not want to address. Working under insecure leadership can make this especially difficult. Some leaders become more focused on protecting appearances, maintaining control, or preserving authority than honestly evaluating risk or feedback. In those environments, questioning the plan can feel threatening to the people leading it. That is a difficult reality to navigate. Seek out organizations with high transparency and commitment to excellence. Some organizations do a far better job than others when it comes to ethics training, transparency, and creating safe feedback channels for employees to raise concerns. Seek out environments that value accountability and open dialogue, though I know that can be difficult to recognize from the outside looking in. Know this. You are going to encounter situations where people cut corners or simply go along with the flow because it is easier in the moment. But your name, your reputation, and your professional credibility will always be attached to your work. And one day, as your career matures, you will likely find yourself in positions of leadership and influence. When that time comes, it will be your responsibility not only to make decisions, but also to listen carefully to critical feedback and protect the people courageous enough to raise legitimate concerns, even when those concerns challenge the plan already in motion. Strong leaders do not punish thoughtful dissent. They create environments where truth can surface before problems become failures. Takeaway: if something violates your code of ethics, do not stay silent simply to protect your comfort or position. Do what is right, trust God with the outcome, and let the cards fall where they may. I love you. I'm forever proud of you, and so lucky to be your mom. Mom. Ponder this. In Proverbs 29, verse 25, we learn, "The fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." I encourage you to keep your eyes on the Lord's Son. He will keep his eyes on you.